Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 6, Lord Brahma Satisfies Lord Shiva, Part 3, Verses 42 through 53. Lord Brahma offers prayers to Lord Shiva on behalf of the demigods. Lord Brahma said, My dear Lord Shiva, I know that you are the controller of the entire material manifestation, the combination father and mother of the cosmic manifestation, and the supreme Brahman beyond the cosmic manifestation as well. I know you in that way. My dear Lord, you create this cosmic manifestation, maintain it, and annihilate it by expansion of your personality, exactly as a spider creates, maintains, and winds up its web. Your Lordship has introduced the system of sacrifices through the agency of Daksha, and thus one may derive the benefits of religious activities and economic development. My dear Lord, under your regulative principles, the institution of the four varnas and ashrams is respected. Brahmanas therefore vow to follow this system strictly. O Mangala, most auspicious Lord, you have ordained the heavenly planets, the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and the impersonal Brahman sphere as the respective destinations of the performers of auspicious activities. Similarly, for others who are miscreants, you have destined different kinds of hells, which are horrible and ghastly. Yet sometimes it is found that their destinations are just the opposite, and it is very difficult to ascertain the cause of this. My dear Lord, devotees who have fully dedicated their lives unto your lotus feet certainly observe your presence as the Paramatma in each and every living being, and as such they do not differentiate between one living being and another. Such persons treat all living entities equally. They never become overwhelmed by anger like animals who can see nothing without differentiation. Persons who observe everything with differentiation, who are simply attached to fruitive activities, who are mean-minded, who are always pained to see the flourishing condition of others, and who thus give distress to them by uttering harsh and piercing words, have already been killed by Providence. Thus, there is no need for them to be killed again by an exalted personality like you. My dear Lord, if in some places materialists who are already bewildered by the insurmountable illusory energy of Pushkaranabha, the Supreme Godhead, if they sometimes commit offenses, a saintly person with compassion does not take this seriously. Knowing that they commit offenses because they are overpowered by the illusory energy, a saintly person does not show one's prowess to counteract them. My dear Lord, you, however, are never bewildered by the formidable influence of the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are omniscient and should be merciful and compassionate toward those who are bewildered by that same illusory energy and who are very much attached to fruitive activities. My dear Lord Shiva, you are a shareholder of a portion of the sacrifice, and you are the giver of the result. The bad priests did not deliver your share, and therefore you destroyed everything, and the sacrifice remains unfinished. Now you can do the needful and take your rightful share. My dear Lord, by your mercy, the performer of the sacrifice, Daksha, may get back his life. Bhaga may get back his eyes, Bhrigu his mustache, and Pusha his teeth. O Lord Shiva, the demigods and priests, whose limbs have been broken by your soldiers, may they recover from their injuries by your grace. O destroyer of the sacrifice, please take your portion of the sacrifice, and now let the sacrifice be completed by your grace. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Since Lord Shiva is in charge of annihilation, why should he be approached for protection, which is given by Lord Vishnu? Lord Brahma creates and Lord Shiva annihilates, but both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are but incarnations of Lord Vishnu, and they are known as Shakya Avesha avatars. They are endowed with a special power like that of Lord Vishnu, who is actually all-pervading in his activities. Therefore, whenever prayers for protection are offered to Lord Shiva, actually Lord Vishnu is indicated, for otherwise Lord Shiva is meant for destruction. Lord Shiva is one of the Ishwaras or controllers known as Shakti Avesh avatars. Therefore, Shiva can be addressed as having the qualities of Lord Vishnu. Actually, Lord Vishnu maintains and accomplishes all good fortune. If one has to take shelter of Lord Vishnu, why should the demigods take shelter of Lord Shiva? They did so because Lord Vishnu acts through Lord Shiva in the creation of the material world. Lord Shiva acts on behalf of Lord Vishnu. When Krishna says in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita that he is the father of all living entities, Aham Bija Prada Pita, this refers to actions performed by Lord Vishnu through Lord Shiva. For Lord Vishnu is always unattached to material activities, and when material activities are to be performed, Lord Vishnu performs them through Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is therefore worshipped on the level of Lord Vishnu. When Lord Vishnu is untouched by the external energy, he is Lord Vishnu. But when Vishnu is in touch with the external energy, Vishnu appears in his feature as Lord Shiva. Parabrahman is the supreme personality of Godhead, as is confirmed by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10. Parang Brahma Parang Dhamma Pavitrang Paramang Bhavan. So when Lord Shiva is sometimes worshipped as Parabrahman, the worship is actually meant for Lord Vishnu. This is a very important concept to be understood properly. In the Shruti mantras it is said, Agni Sarvadevata, fire is the aggregate of all demigods. For Agni is the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is through Agni or fire that Vishnu accepts all sacrificial oblations. Another reason why he is called Lord Shiva is because the word Shiva means all auspicious. Lord Shiva is self-illuminated, exactly like Lord Vishnu, who is Paramatma. Because Lord Shiva is directly an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Shiva is situated as Lord Vishnu's direct representative. This fact is corroborated by a Vedic mantra. Pating Vishvasyat Meshwarang Shaspatang Shivam Achyutam. The Super Soul is called by many names, of which Maheshwara, Shiva, and Achyuta are especially mentioned. Mayavadis, who prefer to merge into the Brahman effulgence, worship Lord Shiva. And there are mantras called Mukani Panchopanishadas Tavesha. And the Mayavadis take all these mantras seriously in worshipping Lord Shiva. These mantras are as follows. Tat Purushaya Vidmehe Shantyai Maha Devaya Dhimahi Vidyayai Tanno Rudra Pratishtayai Prachodayat Dhrityai Agorebhyas Tama Atha Gorebhyo Moha Agorebhyo Raksha Agoratarebhyo Nidra Sarvebhya Sarva Vyadyai Sarva Sarvebhyo Mrityave Namaste Stu Kshudha Rudra Rupebhyas Trishna Vama Devaya Raja Jeshthaya Swaha Shreshthaya Ratyai Rudraya Kalyanyai Kalaya Kama Kala Vikaranaya Sanhinyai Bala Vikaranaya Kriya Balaya Vrijyai Balachchaya Pramathanaya Dhatriyai Sarva Bhuta Dhamanaya Brahmanyai Manak Shoshinyai Unmanaya Jvara Sad Yo Jatang Prapadyami Sidjai Sad Yo Jatayavai Nama Rijyai Bhave Dityai Abhave Lakshmiyai Nati Bhave Medha Bhajasva Mang Kantyai Bhava Swadha Udbhavaya Prabha Ishana Sarva Vidyanang Shashinyai Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Abhaya Da Brahmadipatir Brahmanodhipatir Brahman Brahmeshta Da Shivome Astu Marichyai Sada Shiva Jvalinyai Recorded August 11, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagada Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliyadamana Vidhana Gopi Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliyadamana Vidhana Gopi Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliyadamana Vidhana Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa Bipina Purandara Navi Nagara Boda Bangshi Badana Suvasa Vipina Purandara Navi Nagara Boda Bangshi Badana Suvasa Vipina Purandara Navina Nagara Boda Bangshi Badana Suvasa Braja Jana Palana Asura Kula Nashana Nanda Godhana Rakawala Braja Jana Palana Asura Kula Nashana Nanda Godhana Rakawala Braja Jana Palana Sura Kula Nashana Nanda Godhana Rakawala Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara Sundara Nanda Gopala Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara Sundara Nanda Gopala Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara Sundara Nanda Gopala Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahara Rasa Rasika Kripa Moya Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahara Rasa Rasika Kripa Moya Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahara Rasa Rasika Kripa Moya Shri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara Bhakti Vinod Asraya Shri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara Bhakti Vinod Asraya Shri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara Bhakti Vinod Asraya nirantara dasa asraya jaya radha madhava kunja bihari gopi jana vallabha giri varadhari Jasoda Nandana Gopi Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Lord Sri Krishna is the beloved son of Mother Yashoda. He is the transcendental lover in the land of Vraja. Krishna is the delight of Gokula, and Kana is a nickname for Krishna. Krishna is the wealth of the lives of the gopis, and he steals the mind of even Cupid himself. And Krishna punishes the Kaliya serpent. These pure holy names of Lord Hari are full of sweet nectarian pastimes. Krishna is the Lord of the 12 forests of Vraja. Krishna is ever youthful, and Krishna is the best of lovers. Krishna is always playing on a flute, and Krishna is a most excellent dresser. Lord Krishna is the protector of the inhabitants of Vraja. Krishna is the destroyer of various demoniac dynasties. Krishna is also the keeper and tender of Nanda Maharaja's cows. Krishna's original name is Govinda, which means he gives pleasure to the cows, land, and spiritual senses. Krishna's name is Madhava, because he is the husband of the goddess of fortune. And Krishna is famous in Gokul as the transcendental butter thief. And Krishna is the beautiful cowherder boy of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna wanders along the banks of the river Yamuna. Once, Krishna stole the garments of the young damsels of Braja who were bathing there and praying that he become their husband, each one individually. Krishna delights in the mellows of the rasa dance. And Krishna is very merciful. And most of all, Krishna is the lover and beloved of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is the great dancer of Vrindavan, and Krishna is the shelter and only refuge of Thakur Bhaktivinod. So Nirantara Das, following in Thakur Bhaktivinod's footsteps, considers himself the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of his spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and in this way is trying to love Krishna.